Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design broadcast for the 23rd day of April, year 2023. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the topic for today's broadcast is Current Updates. And we dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this broadcast to His Holy Remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the broadcast. Prinhanda, Humri Ambith, Yakida. Interesting thing, I was sent a link about the history of the Scots by one of our email folks and listeners to the broadcast. A lot of good information starting to come out about the fact that we're all tied together as ancient Israelites. Even some of these archaeological sites that don't particularly like to mention that fact, if you can read between the lines, much like the History Channel when it talked about the ancient peoples, totally unknown to these people that were here over 3,500 years ago in North America mining copper ore along Lake Superior. And they did such a good job of it that there's no ore left. So they had enough smarts to know how to find it and dug it all out 3,500 years ago. And used these huge trireme means three decks of oarsmen. That's how big these ships were. They had three decks of oarsmen when the sails would not move the boat. That's a big, big boat. 3,500 years ago, shipping all of that ore and timber and gold and silver, everything else they could find of value back to the Mediterranean. So our history has been hidden from us, and it's starting to come out. It's seeping out in all kind of cracks and crevices. More on that later. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and at least for now, that seems to be working, so we'll praise Yahweh for that. And we draw your attention to the Daily Mail page, where I put links to valuable information about what's going on, prepping, ammo, weapons, health issues, etc. The homepage is where you'll find information about those that wish to help out with a donation, and we do appreciate the folks that do that. And remember that the will of Yahweh will never take you where the grace of Yahweh will not protect you. An old adage goes, do not be afraid to fail, but be afraid not to try. See, that's the problem with the white race today. They're afraid of failure, and so they are not trying at all. They've almost given up. Life does not give you what you want. It gives you what you work for. Another problem with our people today. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Entitlement, entitlement, entitlement. I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to that. Your purpose in life is to satisfy me. Your purpose in life is to give me what I want. Does that sound familiar, especially you folks that are in my age bracket, maybe a little bit older? Okay, the younger generation, and I've got in my own family, I've heard it. The job of the older people is to be there to satisfy the needs of the younger people. It's not the other way around, where younger people feel the need to care for us elders like it was in the old days. Now it's the other way around. Your job is to expend every ounce of your energy and money to support the younger people. And then when you can no longer do that, you'll be just turned out to pasture. And that will be the end of it. So very peculiar times that we live in, no doubt about that. A lot of strange things going on, and all the more reason to be very, very circumspect in your environments right now as to what's going on around you. I have watched several videos of late, when the computer's working anyway, that the people, all the way from Ann Vandersteel to the Patriot Street Fighter to the SGT report to lawyers and doctors, many of them saying almost verbatim the things that we've talked about here for years, in some cases, for years. For instance, it was a long time ago when I used to have James Lancia and Jay, the police officers, on the show. We talked about the holding of our officials accountable. We talked about the fact that they do not have oaths of office. And just today, I've watched several major platforms and a lawyer and his friends who have gone into the records and found out that virtually every single person in the Biden administration does not have a legitimate oath of office. Okay? I would dare say that's true of probably all of the past administrations, not just the Biden one. Okay? But the Biden one is, quote, in power today, even though they are usurpers. And they are outlaws, okay? They are pretending to be officials, but without a proper oath of office, that makes them criminals, okay? It's impersonating a government official and issuing edicts and paperwork and passing things, whatever. But they don't have that oath of office, which says that they guarantee to you and me that we have given them the right to be in that office only if they took an oath to uphold our rights, to recognize our rights. And some people, they recognize the fact that these people don't have an oath of office, but they don't take it to the fullest extent. That's treason. Okay, when a public official takes it upon themselves to issue these edicts, like these mandates for something dangerous, like this poison that these Jews produce, and they call it a vaccine, and they push it on people, and they're not even legitimately an office holder, that is tantamount to a soldier wearing the uniform of our military coming onto our military base. That is a spy. Spies are executed. Traitors are executed. They're not put on show trials and sent to some luxury prison for a few months, and then when nobody's paying attention, let them loose, which is the way the regimes have been doing it in my lifetime. Most of these people you told were dead are not dead. Jeffrey Epstein being one of the top ones. That's all bullshit. People should know that. These people, why do we fall for this? We got bad people doing bad things. Oh, but it's okay. Don't go looking for them. Don't try to punish them like some of these so-called mass shooters. Oh, they're dead already. We shot them on the scene, or we injected them, and or we put them in the electric chair. Did anybody see it? Were you there to witness it? Was there anybody we can trust there to witness it? Of course not. But in the meantime, we go back to sleep, and oh, geez, they died under mysterious. Yeah, but they're dead, so just forget about it. Go back to the football game, pop open another beer. Life goes on, right? No, Scripture is very, very clear. In the Old Testament writings, it states that when you have not avenged the shedding of innocent blood, can you say infanticide called abortion? Criminal government officials who have committed rape, murder, kidnapping, etc., not punished? When you have not avenged innocent blood, your land is cursed. That's right out of Scripture. Now, if people say, well, Dan, I don't believe in the Bible, or it's not interpreted properly. Well, Okay. If that's the stand you want to take, we'll take a look around you today at the empirical evidence that's in your face. Now, when the scripture says that if you're not going to hold people who shed innocent blood accountable, and you're going to be cursed if you don't do that, hey, take a look around at the world, white man, and tell me you're not cursed. And why are you not cursed? Well, you're cursed for more than just one reason, but a big part of the reason you're cursed is you don't hold anybody accountable. You don't hold your children accountable for bad behavior. You don't hold other members of the family accountable. You don't hold your local politicians and government officials accountable, or your state, or your federal. You allowed military commanders to make decisions based on political reasons and not military reasons, meaning the defense of this country, and you allow it to go on and on and on. Therefore, you are cursed. This world is cursed. This nation called the United States of America, the United Sovereign States of America, is what it's supposed to be. But again, you're fat, dumb, and lazy, and you allow charlatans and quacks to convince you that that's not true. We're all under this federal government, and that's what's important, blah, 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 blah. Well, again, take a look at the empirical evidence around you. How's that working out for us, having this all-powerful federal government? My vote says we don't need them. My vote says we should ignore them and every single thing that they try to push on us. Ignore it completely. Get back to states' rights. And if you don't have a state government that honors states' rights, get rid of the sons of bitches. Why are we tolerating it? All right? You got some of these assholes that are saying, oh, we're going to come after your weapons. All right. Yeah, you can try that. And no, I by myself can't stop you. That's true. And that's what they want. They want us all to think that, oh, you're too little, you're too frail, even though we outnumber them greatly. Or we've got enough of them brain dead, they'll never support what you're doing. Of course, the founding fathers didn't let that bother them. They had less than 10% of the population on their side, and yet they went to war with the greatest naval and military power in the world at the time. Didn't bother them. Right is right and wrong is wrong. But if you come to my door to take any of my property away, I can guarantee you what I will do about it. Okay? So each of us as individuals can make up our mind that I will no longer tolerate treason. I will no longer tolerate pedophilia or kidnapping or homosexual activities thrown in my face. Those are all abominations to the living God. Those are all transgressions of his law that require swift punishment, up to and including death. And you don't have enough guts to do it, folks. The white people have lost their intestinal fortitude. They don't even know who they are anymore. They forgot their history, their culture, what they stand for. They're believing the Jew lies about everything. Because, again, some of these Jews appear to be white. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Didn't Messiah warn us about that? Beware the wolves in sheep's clothing. Now, when an Arab comes up to you, you pretty much know it's a wolf. When a black comes up to you, you pretty much tell it's a wolf. When an Asian comes up to you, you can tell it's a wolf. But when a Jew comes up to you, now you better use discernment because some of them look like the sheep. But their fruits identify them very quickly. Now, that doesn't mean people that don't fit those categories can't be part of our enemies, too. We will have enemies amongst our own people. Scripture verifies that. That's why Christ made it very clear. You identify the correct people by their fruits, not by their speeches, not by their voting records, not by their promises, not by their 23andMe credentials, which can be faked. You judge them by their fruit. You also judge them how? By your intuition, or some people would call it your gut feeling, the vibration you get around some creatures. And again, some of these creatures will appear to be one of us, and no, they're not. You know, we get into the racial aspect of things, and I keep reminding people there's only two races of people that matter on this earth. That's it. There's two categories of human beings upon the earth. That's it. Just two. Yahweh's people and everybody else. So when people say, well, you're prejudiced against blacks or brown, and no, I am commanded to be preferential or prejudiced towards Yahweh's people and hold everybody else at arm's length. Doesn't mean that I wish you harm, but you're not invited into my community. You're not invited into my home. You sure as hell are not allowed to date or marry my children. You're not part of us. Does that make sense? Is that crystal clear? There's only two categories of people. Now, in this world today, virtually every nation of this world has been taken over by the other side. And yes, most of our modern nations are headed by Jews. That's just a fact. You look at France, you look at most of the other European countries. When Merkel was there, a Jew, Macron, Jew, Trudeau, Jew. Everything in the United States has been run by Jews for so long, I don't remember the last time one of us was actually in charge of anything. England, Jew, prime ministers, Jews, everywhere you look, Jews. And when they don't outright run it, oh, look at Ukraine, another one, Jews, Russia, Jews, China, Jews. Well, they may have some mixed blood in them, like the Chinese guy, but I'll guarantee you he's Jewish down the road there some piece. And for one thing, he is in their pocket, regardless of his DNA. He answers to the Jew like Putin answers to the Jew, Trudeau, Biden, President of Mexico, and on and on and on. It's just the way it is, folks. You need to wake up to that. They answer to the Jew. Now, why do they answer to the Jew? Do they all necessarily agree that the Jew is the best person to run the show? No. No, quite a few people know that they're monstrous people. The last people on earth you should let be in charge of anything. However, because mankind worships money and the things that money buys, we turn off our brains, we turn off our courage, we turn off our moral compass, because, geez, Dan, after all, you got to have money. Really? When Adam and Eve got put here, I don't recall that they were carrying a bag full of gold or silver or any other currency. And for many generations, I don't recall them saying they had any kind of currency. They may have bartered between each other for a few things, but for the most part, they were free to come and go, to build, to expand. And now all of a sudden, well no, you got to have money, because big bad government run by Satan's kids, adversaries, these devil worshipers are running the show. And you got to have money, because how could I pay my taxes? How can I buy my registrations and my licenses and pay for my corporate taxes? Oh, my gosh. I want to live in Babylon. How do I do that if I don't have their money? Therefore, the Jew has all the power. Why do you think 100 years ago, in fact, it was about 110 years ago, a bunch of Jews snuck over to Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia here in the United States? Why do you think they snuck over there in secrecy, didn't even use the right names, etc., clear back then, 110 years ago? And these Jewish bankers decided the course for the financial future of the United States. And, of course, once you controlled the United States with the biggest military, you controlled the world. And that's exactly what they did. General Smedley Butler, in his little book, War is a Racket, gave evidence to the fact that the military is not used to defend the United States and has not been for a very long time. It is used as a billy club to force other nations into submission to the Jews running America. Oh, Dan, how can you say such things? Jews are so magnanimous. They donate to this. Let's see. They got billions of dollars, and they donate a few hundred thousand or even a million, and all of a sudden they're magnanimous while they're ripping you off to the tune now of trillions. That's with a T, folks, a word that wasn't even known a few years ago. We are now into deficits in the trillions of dollars, bankers getting bailed out with trillions of dollars while our people are starting to live in cardboard boxes or little pup tents in homeless villages. And that, those homeless are not always minorities, folks. There's a lot of our kin that are starting to show up in these so-called pop-up cities where the homeless go. We're being driven off the land. You haven't figured that out yet? That's Soros and all the other kikes. They're very outward about their intentions. They're very overt. They actually believe they're so strong now, you can't do anything about it anyway. And you can see it happening, okay? They're choking off energy. Okay, I passed a lot of gas stations recently with bags over their nozzles. Of course, they've got some catastrophe that they have orchestrated, and then they blow it up as if, oh, that's why there's such shortages. No, there's shortages because they're man-made shortages, just like the energy crisis in the early 1970s that I was a young serviceman during that period of time. That was all orchestrated. Pastor Lindsey Williams wrote two books about it because he was the pastor, the chaplain for Exxon on the Alaskan Pipeline Project. He saw it up close and personal, and he wrote two books about it, The Non-Energy Crisis, and the other book was To Seduce a Nation. I read those books many, many years ago. It was part of my, quote, awakening, when a Baptist minister writes what he saw with his own eyes on the pipeline, and it made perfect sense. I knew people that lived on ranches, or they visited relatives on ranches through the middle part of this country, and they talked about the fact that Uncle Joe had pipelines from the oil companies running through his property, and they paid him a royalty for that. And during the so-called embargoes and the so-called shortages, men in black automobiles and trucks would show up on the pipelines and shut the valves that were running east and west. Now, wait a minute. We have a crunch and people need oil and you're closing off pipelines? It happened other places too. My own father witnessed gas trucks in New Jersey in that time frame. in the middle of the night would go to abandoned gas stations and dump their gas into the tanks in these abandoned gas stations in the middle of the night while there's supposedly a shortage. It's all man-made, folks. When are you going to wake up? Now, the good news is our programs are reaching the ears of some of these people out there. There's no other explanation for why they're talking about the topics they are and why they use verbiage almost identical to what you and I use on these shows. So somebody's paying attention. We dedicated this program 23 and a half years ago to truth. And we were going to be a platform for anybody that had a story to tell that could not get the major media to broadcast their travesty or what was being done to them, that we would do it on By Yahweh's Design. We would also tell the truth about history, about the Constitution, about the military. And then 9/11 happened, and we've been talking about that ever since. In fact, we did a show the very night of September 11th, 2001, and Fearless Jim Floyd and some other folks were on with me, and we discussed that happening, and we determined the very night of September 11th that the government was lying, just based on empirical evidence. And I remember the day it happened. I was hearing reports by people on the street and people saying, well, why did the planes not have any windows in them? The people that said they saw planes, they said there weren't any windows in them. What's going on here? And why was there multiple explosions before and after? But that was only for one day. After that first day, those reports were never heard of again. We're being completely manipulated and lied to now. Why is it there are still people in the United States that think you're going to elect or vote your way out of this quandary that we're in? Why do you still hang on to that? I don't understand it. What's wrong with people? It's a form of insanity to do the same thing over and over and over and over, but you expect a different result. That's a form of insanity. But maybe that's the point. Maybe we, the people in the United States, have become insane. Maybe the people in other countries have become insane, mentally incapacitated. You can't see the forest for the trees. It's right in your face. The Jews, the communists, Zionists, whatever term you want to give for these monsters, these same people that pulled off the Bolshevik Revolution and murdered many millions of innocent Russian men, women, and children. You see, they are not the respecters of age or sex. Oh, and by the way, all of that comes out of their Talmud. Oh, Dan, no, they read the Bible just like us. Oh, really? You haven't talked to a rabbi lately, have you? You haven't talked to any Jew that's willing to tell you the truth then. Or you're just assuming it because pieces of shit like John Hagee and Kenneth Copeland and Jimmy Swaggart and the rest of the riffraff multimillionaire liars have told you that. Because the Jews make sure their pockets are full of silver coins, just like Judas, to make sure the lies are perpetrated and the sheep sit there dumb as a stump, believing the bullshit. When all you'd have to do is talk to a real Jew and they'll tell you they don't give a shit what's in the Bible. That's just for consumption by you. So you'll think that they have some relation to the people in the Bible. No, they don't. Not at all. Unless, of course, you're talking about the verses that says that the enemy, like Genesis 3:15, that hates the woman and is our adversary to the bitter end. Well, we're near the end. I hope people can see that now. They've taken virtually control of every resource, every commodity, every source of energy, every source of food. Now they're trying to consolidate their control over the water supply. What's left, people? They've paid white engineers and white technicians to develop technology to the point where they can track you and follow you. And now they can even fly drones in to spy on you and even kill you if they wish. And our people did that for a Jew dollar. And now we don't even get Jew dollars. We get Jew digits in computers. But why is that? Why would we accept something that doesn't even exist in reality? It's not something I can hold or touch or melt down or form into a coin. Why do we? Oh, because the local car dealer will take your digits. The local grocery store will take your digits. The electric company will take your Jew digits. At least today, they'll take them. Tomorrow is a different story. Remember, he who does not receive the mark can neither buy nor sell. You don't see that coming to fruition before your very eyes. And again, our people sit on their asses. Well, it'll be better next year. We'll elect different people and it'll be better. We have white knights just waiting in the background to come to our rescue. That way I can still sit on my ass and watch movies and television, eat popcorn and drink beer because somebody's going to do the work for me. I got news for you. That's not what the Father intends at all. He gave us the responsibility, all of us, the responsibility to hold these criminals responsible. This world is in the shape it's in because we stopped holding anybody accountable. When Yahweh's people are in charge, you're going to find pedophiles hanging from gallows. You're going to find bankers hanging from gallows. Pharmaceutical company owners and board of directors members hanging from gallows. That's when you'll know God's people are in charge. You'll find those pushing the homosexual agenda hanging from gallows. Criminal government officials with no oath of office will be hanging from gallows for treason. Those who have pushed the vaccine in the medical profession will be hanging from gallows for murder. These blacks that are destroying property and stuff will be put on trial, and if they have harmed anybody, they will be hanging from gallows. If not, they'll be in a slave labor camp until they pay back the business owners every dime that they cost them, and then some. Well, they don't want to be slaves. Well, guess what? God's law says that's exactly what you're going to be until you pay your debts back. You want to loot? You want to rob? Oh, these communists say it's okay. They've told the guys with the badges and the guns to let this stuff go on. Yahweh's people aren't going to be so kind. You want to loot and rob? Okay. Like I said, if you've harmed somebody, if you murdered somebody, raped somebody, kidnapped somebody, if you committed an act of treason, you're going to go into a tree and hang by the neck till you're dead. If all you did was cause physical property damage, then you are going to go into a forced internment camp and work off that debt to the shop owner, not to some entity called the state. And when the shop owner says that I've been compensated for, plus an additional, say if he did $5,000 worth of damage, he has to work off $10,000. That's what the Bible says. Why would that be? Because the first amount is what he costs the shop owner. The second amount is punishment. Punishment. So he never does it again. It's also more compensation to the shop owner for his loss of revenue, also for the extra effort now he has to do to clean everything up and restock his shelves and everything else. So the original cost of the merchandise, but also the extra 100% for a punishment and restitution. When total restitution is made, then he's given back his rights to be a free man. See, God's law is simple. You want these problems to go away, folks? Here's what I don't hear anybody on platforms talking about. This is what truly amazes me. All these platforms, we've got treason, they didn't sign their oath of office and all this. Okay, that's true, but when does anybody say, do you think maybe we should abandon man-made government? They're all a failure. Every single one of them is a failure. Why don't we go back to living under God's law? That's the part that they're missing, okay? They're getting close to the right answers, but they're not quite there yet. The answer is to fire and get rid of every single man-made official. Disband all of these military-industrial complexes. And those that have lied, cheat, or stolen in order to keep these wars and stuff going on, those individuals should be executed. People who made money off of war should be executed. People who pulled the trigger on innocent people should be executed. Oh, wait a minute, Dan, wait a minute. They didn't know any better. Oh, really? They didn't know any better? You mean they don't have a conscience? Is that what you're telling me? But again, that's a jury of Christian elder men's job to determine the level of guilt and or punishment. That's what the jury is for. Of our people. Not Jews, not blacks, not Orientals. Us. We the elders. The point of it is, all of these people who are walking around scot-free, not paying any price for their misbehavior, for their treason, for their criminality, for their murder, rape, kidnapping, etc. So instead of doing the right thing, we do exactly the opposite, which is nothing except sit on our asses and bitch about the state of the world. I don't know what it's going to take, to be honest. You know, some people say, well, then, Dan, why don't you do something? Well, I did do something 23 and a half years ago. Actually, I was doing things before that, but not on the Internet because the Internet didn't exist. And internet radio didn't exist. So back then it was the Patriot Fax Network, and it was the militia meetings I went to, and it was the identity gatherings where speakers came and spoke to the live audience. That's how you did it back then. So I've done what I can do as an individual. Now, if somebody says that they think I should just take my rifle and stand out here and try to arrest or stop these people by myself, that would end my life very quickly and produce absolutely zero results. The Holy Spirit led me a long time ago to attempt to awaken our people and to use whatever tools were given to me to do that. And that's what I've done. So when I leave this world to go stand before the Father, I'm not going to be too worried about what he tells me. I've worked very hard almost every single day of my life towards that goal, to be a truth teller, to be an assistant to our people who suffer either because of the lack of true medical information, or the truth about the economy and finances, or the truth about wars, the truth about bad government, the truth about the education system, you name it. Because all of these, quote, systems under the head of the beast overall system are detrimental to our people. And so I've been at war with those institutions for decades and decades. Have I been successful? I guess that's a matter of opinion. But when I stand before my Father, I have total confidence that though I have not been a perfect man, and I have not lived a perfect life, but in my attempt to do the right thing, I feel a certain kinship to the men of the Bible, such as King David, another not so perfect man, but was held in high esteem by our Father because he did his human best, and he never forsook his Creator. That's the lesson for all of us. No, you and I as individuals can't stop this monster. And I don't really see in Scripture where it tells us to try to stop Babylon. People say, well, we got to bring it down. We need an organized army and everything else. Where does it say to do that? Where does logic even say to do that? That's a lot of innocent blood being shed. For what? For a beast system that's built on lies and deception? Why don't we do what the Scripture says and just ignore it and build our own society? Or as Mr. Buckminster Fuller said, create a new model that makes the old model obsolete. We don't have to defeat Babylon. It's already defeated as soon as we, in our minds, stop giving them our power. Stop giving them our allegiance. Stop fighting their damn wars. Stop paying their damn taxes. Well, Dan, you have to. That's if you're using Federal Reserve notes, but not if you come up with your own currency. And there are towns across America that have done this very successfully 20, 30 years ago, some of them started. Ithaca, New York was one of the first. I'm told that they don't do it any longer, and I'm not sure why. But for 10 or 20 years, they had their own local script. And there were many other towns in America doing it, but the media didn't tell you. Why? They're not allowed to tell you. In case it catches on. Well, it's time that it catch on. We can create our own societies, operate with our own currency or barter system. The beast has no authority over us, only what you perceive them to have. We don't need their money system. We can get around by walking, bicycles, horses, or barter for a car. But you don't need to go to the dealership for the fancy new one that they control because it's got more bells and whistles and trinkets on it that you're dazzled by. The idea is just to have something to help getting from point A to point B, isn't it? He gave you 2 feet. Maybe we wouldn't have so many overweight people if people walked. In fact, it's Babylon's toys that have created the condition that so many people are so sickly. We don't go outside enough. We don't get fresh air enough. We don't work hard enough. It's almost like our people are scared to death of, oh, work. I might sweat. I might get my fingernail might get broken. I might actually get a blister. I might actually get tired. I don't want to work. I want Jew dollars so I can go to the Jew store and buy all these labor-saving devices because I want to sit my fat ass on a couch and watch television all day. Or we're going to hire all the Mexicans sneaking across the border to do all our menial tasks because, after all, I don't want to go out there in the sun and have to work. Again, I'm not trying to be judgmental. We've all done it. We've all stood back and been part of the demise of our own countries, chasing the Jew dollar, thinking that the world, according to the Jew, is the only world that could possibly be. That's exactly what they want you to think. That's exactly why they put the television programs on and have controlled the Hollywood media, the movies, the newspapers, the magazines. The television programs have been under their control almost from the beginning. And when people say, well, the intelligence agencies, Dan, they're responsible for a lot of this propaganda, who the hell do you think runs the intelligence agencies? Our people? You'll see Jewish faces, Jewish names, and Jewish money all over them. In fact, Alan Dulles and John Foster Dulles, same Dulleses that the Dulles Airport is named after in Washington. John Foster Dulles, who worked in the administration, worked with his brother, Alan Dulles, and they were instrumental in establishing the intelligence agencies in the United States of America. And were they started for the benefit of America? Absolutely not. They were started to aid and abet the Jews in their takeover of not just America, but Central America and South America. The commodities, the sugar plantations, and many other forms of commodities were gobbled up. And guess who helped overthrow the legitimate governments of these Central and South American countries so the Jews could take over? That's right. CIA. So we had people assassinated, and I talked to a young Army sniper about the people that he killed when he was in the Army, and I asked him, where did you operate? Because I don't remember, you're too young to be a Vietnam veteran. Where the hell were you a sniper? Central and South America. Central and South America. Now, for you brain dead out there, we haven't been at war with anybody in Central and South America to where we needed snipers. So who do you think he was killing? Oh, Dan, he was probably taking out cartel members. Oh, really? I see. So cartel members run sugar plantations? Cartel members run other businesses that compete with the Jew? Come on, people, wake the hell up. Enough innocent blood has been shed. Enough lies have been told to cover up what these assholes do. And you, the American people, we, the American people, have let them get away with it. Every one of these assholes should be dead. They have committed capital crimes. And for those that don't understand what that means, capital crime means a crime that if you're found guilty of doing it, you die. And not 20 years from now, after lengthy appeals, etc. No, within a couple days, you're taken to a tree and you're executed. Well, damn, what about the... This is how the Jew did it, because I remember. I remember when capital punishment was done away with. What did the Jew do? Started propagandizing about the innocent person that was hung, which might have only been like 1 in 10,000, but an innocent person got hung. Yes, that is terrible. But you know, there was a jury that convicted him. There was a sheriff that arrested him. There was a hangman that put the noose around his neck. So who do you think's accountable for an innocent person's death? There was a prosecutor, there was evidence presented, and there was testimony given. Who do you think's responsible when an innocent person is executed? Yeah, all of the above. How do you make sure your trials are kept above board and innocent people don't get taken and killed? Were stolen from? By holding the assholes that did it accountable. Judges are not exempt. Lawyers are not exempt. Prosecutors are not exempt. The witnesses on the witness stand are not exempt. And do you need proof? Go read your Bible. It's in the Bible. If you lie as a witness in a capital crime trial, you get the sentence of the person that would have gotten it if it were not for the fact that you lied. So, case in point, you're a woman and you said, Joe over there raped me. You swear to tell the truth and you get on the stand and say, yes, he's the man that raped me. We come to find out that you lied, that it was actually Pete over here who did it. But he's a relative, and so you blame Joe. Guess who dies for doing that? The woman who lied in the trial. Whether the defendant actually got hung or not does not matter. Does not matter. If you lie during a trial for a capital crime, you are executed. How many police officers would lie if they knew that? How many judges would obfuscate exculpatory evidence if they knew they were going to hang for what they did? How many lawyers and prosecutors would lie and hide evidence just so they get a victory? Because after all, they want to run for governor in a few years. How many would do that if they were held accountable? You see, folks, the solution to all of this mess we find ourselves in is actually very easy, and almost nobody's talking about it. Scrap this man-made system or walk away from it, and people of faith create a new society from the ground up and let those bastards have their way. It's going to fail. We don't have to fight them. We just have to ignore them. They will die from their own ignorance and stupidity. They will die because they'll kill each other off, because that's what criminals do. We just have to stop supporting it. Stop feeding the beast. And be willing to work with like-minded people in creating something new. Actually, to be quite honest, it's not new. It's going back to the beginning. It's going back to where we should never have left. We should never have asked for a man-made government, a king. No, no, no. And even worse, a parliament or a Congress. Much worse even than a king and a monarchy. Much, much worse. Or getting a, quote, constitution. I swear by the... Wait a minute. Why would you swear by a document put together by a bunch of men? Fallible, corruptible men. Why? Your allegiance is to Yahweh, our creator. Your obedience is to his law, not what a bunch of quacks and charlatans did in Philadelphia over 200 years ago, why would you swear allegiance to that and ignore the lawgiver? Isaiah 33, verse 22. Why? Why would you do that? When in your so-called Bible, you know, the one you carry around, you don't read it, but you carry it around, so it looks good. When Peter himself said, if it's a choice between man's law and God's law, you must. He didn't say should, or it might be a good idea. He said you must obey God's law. William Blackstone, not all that long ago, considered one of the greatest jurists of all time. William Blackstone's commentaries used to be taught in our law schools until they became completely Jewish and they threw it out because William Blackstone had faith in the Almighty, where the Jew worships their father, the devil, whatever form that, quote, devil takes. Adversarial position is what I like to call it. They worship, they follow, they revere being adversaries to what's right, good, and natural. And in reality, that's exactly what they are. They are adversaries to everything, good, right, and natural. So here we sit with all of this stuff going on that just is almost completely mind-blowing at this time. I'm on the phone with people daily, going through trials and tribulations. So many of them. And what are they based on? People who no longer believe in the God of the Bible, no longer believe in truth, honesty, and integrity. That's what's wrong. Because this country has been infiltrated by those who are the antithesis of those traits. Namely, at the top of the list, the Jew. By deception, they make war against mankind. Because mankind likes to think that they're somewhat like us, but they are alien to us. That's why to the Jew, and it's in their writings, it's in the Talmud, it's even in recent speeches by prominent rabbis. In their eyes, you and I are cattle, animals. That's why they can mistreat us, and it's okay. They can rape us, get us killed, steal from us. Doesn't matter. You're just an animal. That's why the abortion industry was started by them, because you're just animals. Killing a young animal inside or outside the womb, what difference does it make? It's an animal. Almost all of the heinous activity going on that disgusts anybody with any kind of moral fiber, all of it originates from the Jew. Does that sound like the root of the tree of evil? As Thoreau said, there's only one stopping at the root for every 1,000 swatting at the branches. We got thousands of alt media talking about all the terrible things going on. Oh, we've got inflation. Oh, we've got the base currency. Oh, we've got pharmaceuticals instead of natural healing. Oh, my God, all these branches everywhere. Oh, it's terrible, terrible, terrible. Well, why don't we chop the root out? You know, all those branches feed off a common root. Zionist, Talmudic, communist, Judaism, the root of the tree of evil, the very root that Christ himself, who, by the way, was not a Jew, please stop people from pushing that lie. The Aryan that went by Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua the chosen or the anointed one, when he denounced the Jew for what they were doing, because he called them out as the root. Oh, he didn't use the word root, but what did he use? Oh, ye are responsible for all of the innocent blood that has been shed. Sounds like the root to me, doesn't it? Ye are of your father, Diablos, the adversary. Whether it's literal or figurative, what difference does it make? It means that they have taken the adversarial spirit in this world. They, each one of them, walking in shoe leather, have taken an adversarial spirit upon them. Against you and me, against integrity, honesty, truth, justice, prosperity for all, health for all. In other words, do no harm. I like it when that person said, you can boil the scriptures down to one phrase, do no harm. And yet we have harm all around us because the demons have been released. And these demons walk in shoe leather, folks. These are not spiritual entities like Hollywood wants you to believe in. Okay? These guys wear shoe leather. These guys sit in office chairs. These guys hold government positions. These guys are bankers and industrialists, heads of corporations. They are your demons pushing the agenda. And they only have power because you give it to them. It's a mental process. Once we wake up to who we are, put those bastards in their proper position as far as our reverence and authority and obedience to, once they're put in their proper category of our adversaries, who have no authority over us, no jurisdiction over us whatsoever. Once we as a people upon this earth decide that these bastards need to go, they're done. Well, will they have this? No, they have nothing at that point. Nothing. I believe the scripture says gold and silver would be thrown in the streets. Why? That's their system. That's an analogy of their system, not ours. That's why he said, come out of Babylon and do not be a partaker of her plagues. New York, Washington, D.C., Berlin, London, they're all plagues controlled by your enemy, the Jew. And the poor souls that are stupid enough to do the will of the Jew for their shekels, electronic shekels. Judas, how did Judas fare when he took that bag of silver to betray Yeshua? Did he get to spend it? Did he get to go buy a nice new villa somewhere? Did he get to go buy as many prostitutes as he wanted? What did he do with those 30 pieces of silver? Or was it 20 pieces? Can't remember. Doesn't matter. Little bag of silver. Quite a bit of money in those days. What did he do with it? How long did he live after he betrayed Yeshua? Where did he go? What kind of luxury transportation did he buy? Where's the reward? You know, crime pays. Really? So you're telling me Judas went off somewhere and lived a high life? You mean he got to go and spend all those billions like Jeffrey Epstein when he paid off everybody in Washington and his handlers paid him off and said orchestrate this show and say he died when he really didn't? Yeah, he got away with it, at least for now, if he's still alive. If he's dead, they killed him. You and I didn't. The justice system didn't. But his handlers might have because they don't want him to be found. He knows where the bodies are buried. So the justice system sure as hell didn't do it. The government sure as hell didn't do it. But the uber lords within Judaism may have done it to keep it quiet, to make sure their secret doesn't get out. You see, when you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. When you lay down with Satan's kids, when you lay down with these monsters in shoe leather, you're going to get up with fleas. It's going to stick to you. You might escape justice in the system because it's corrupt as hell. That doesn't mean Yahweh's system won't get you. It doesn't mean the righteous won't get you. I think we should all be praying for that righteous army that's talked about in Psalm 149 and Psalm 91. We should be praying, as Ralph often says, that curse from Psalm 83 on our enemies. You see, we have the power to end this system by first coming out of it, and then if they make the mistake of coming after us, we have God's blessing to defend ourselves. After all, we are the people who just wanted to be left alone. That wasn't good enough. Do you remember when the queers were all up in arms that we don't want anything, just don't punish us, don't persecute us, really? Really? So you bought that lie too, huh? Look at it now. We went from tolerating their perversion to where now they are after your children. You know, the odd thing was that these creatures, these homosexuals, told us decades ago their goal was your children. I read reports and all back then that prominent leaders, many of them Jews, in the homosexual community openly said that their ultimate goal was your children because they can't have children. Think about it. How do you get new blood, new meat into their perverse world? You have to recruit. And who's the best to recruit? Children. And we sit back and let it happen. Unbelievable. All right. I think I have said enough. And so I'm going to open up the lines here. If anybody has a comment or a question, so if you hear something in your computer or phone, that's what I'm doing. So we'll just have like a little session of open forum here at the end. If anybody has something they want to bring up, something to report, question to ask, whatever. I'll just be quiet and see if anybody wants to say anything. Come on. It's open forum. You're allowed to say something. Okay, apparently nothing. Let's see here.
I'll say this.
Go ahead, Melissa.
I think it's a great job today. Thank you for your word.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Melissa. I keep praying because I'm desperate for that righteous army that's talked about in Scripture. It's just, why do we always have to read about what the evil ones are doing? When are the righteous going to stand up and start taking names and punishing these people? They're after our children. You would think when they started murdering babies in the womb that there would be some people hanging from trees, and we let that go. And now they're after our children as they exist outside the womb. They're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And still no righteous indignation. I don't get it. I don't get it. All righty, I'm going to go ahead and close this out then in prayer. Unless, Melissa, if you have a prayer for us, would you be okay? Or would you rather I do it?
Why don't you? Because I don't have anything pulled up on my computer.
Oh, okay. No problem. Very good. All right. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for being with us, your children, here on this sick, sick world. I don't know what it's going to take, Father Yahweh, to wake up our people and to make them see the light of day. I just don't know what it is. Your sons and daughters have been screaming from the rooftops for decades now, and yet most of our people seem to be completely tone deaf. We know that you're going to walk with us, though. You've promised that throughout Scripture and in reality, during prayer time, etc., here and now. I know that you don't abandon your children. You never have, and you never will. So somehow, those of us who know you and love you, we're going to come through. I just hate seeing the innocent suffer. I hate seeing people being taken advantage of and dispossessed of their farms, their businesses, their bank accounts by these criminals. But maybe that's your punishment upon our people. We blame the Jews because they're the face that's behind all of this nefarious activity going on. However, as you used Pharaoh and others, the Persians, the Medes, pharaohs, etc., to punish your people, these monsters may be doing exactly what you want to us, to get us to repent and come back to you. And unfortunately, most of our people have reached that point in their lives, they don't think they need anybody, including you. They're gods unto themselves. They are so full of themselves, they suffer from severe narcissism. The whole world rotates around them, Father, instead of them thinking about you and our people and our destiny and fulfilling our mission here on this plane called Earth. I don't know. I don't know what it takes to wake them up. Maybe they never will. This ordeal will come to an end soon. And those that don't wake up are going to wish they had. That part I do know. I just wish they would wake up sooner rather than later. Forgive us our sins, Father Yahweh. We've committed many. All of us have. We don't deserve your love and your understanding, that's for sure. But somehow you still care for us and you still look out for us. I just pray that we would become better servants, better children, better examples, better leaders, better soldiers than we have been in the past. And until we reach that glorious day when all of the evil has been put away and we see a new earth, a new heaven and a new earth, and your law is the supreme law of the land as it should be today, then there will be a paradise here. And you will rule from your throne and there will be no arguments. No contention. That will be a wondrous time. To that end, we ask that you walk with us and guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. And always protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we pray. Hallelujah.